Wondering what's next in your business or personal life? Welcome to Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, a podcast dedicated to helping you with all of life's challenges, discoveries, and opportunities. Whether you're seeking a new career, retirement, or simply wanting to make an impact in your community or the world, join Jen Duplessis and her guests as they explore how to start, what to do when you're in the thick of a change or growth, and how to leave a mark in this world after breaking through your next achievement. You are moments away from the aha you've been seeking.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Success to Significance. I'm delighted today to have Ebony Moore with us. Welcome, Ebony. How are you?
Hey, Jan. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm so excited that we finally got together. Third time's a charm. We've had all kinds of little issues and mishaps, but I'm excited to be here with you. And I want to just say thank you for having me on your show as well. And we'll make sure that we have a link into that, into your show so that people can listen to that interview. But I'm happy to just have you here with me. So let me tell everyone a little bit about you. You are a powerhouse in motivational speaking, women empowerment, and self-confidence. She's the CEO and founder of the Enchanted Reflections Modeling Studio and host of BossWife.live podcast, motivational speaker and certified coach. And you know what I really like? You do a lot of self-care, self-care, self-love, self-confidence, self-worth, right? All of those things. And, you know, I find it very interesting that you stepped into this world. So what my first question is how did you get into this? What was the impetus or the inspiration that drew you into working in this world based on what you were doing before?
Well, what I do before is the same thing.
Okay.
So I'm in healthcare. So I love taking care of people. That's always been my passion. And before that, I was in modeling. So I've always been in modeling. It was a child model. So, and then after I had my family and started raising my kids, I wasn't working. I was a stay-at-home mom until they got into school and they were into acting and modeling. And so I traveled because I'm in Chattanooga. So we traveled to Atlanta because we were so close and they did auditions and shows there. And then we went back and forth and it started to wear on me. And then I realized, hey, we don't have anything like that here. Like we have acting, we have an acting place here. We have schools that do theater and singing, but we don't have an actual studio that houses everything under one roof. I took my passion and their passion and I just, created that one house. And I love it. That's my passion. I love putting back into children. I love putting back into people, period. Women, men, everybody. But most of all, I realized the moment when after I had my kids and I realized I no longer like looking at me and I no longer like realizing that I was worth looking at or worth talking about or worth, developing, that it was a problem. Because at that point, I realized I was raising girls, I was raising boys, and I had to make them believe that they were worth something. So I can't, it's like you can't put something
disappear,
in them
that, right? Like you can't sink into the sand of all that stuff. Yeah. So I think a lot of women go through that, after having children, that it's all about mm-hmm. the details of the kids. And then at some point, they're like, wait a minute, I've got to take care of me. And it's sort of put your mask on first, right?
Right.
You can help others. And I know you're very involved in, in your church, helping young women, yes. In the Christian Council and all of that is really important. So this all just perpetuates through your entire life using modeling as a place to start here, but there's some more depth there. It's not just that easy. You're not going to get away with this answer, right? Like we did all this modeling stuff and I feel like you have to have self-worth. There's got to be something in your life that propels you to want to help people. So what are you seeing around you that is lacking in self-worth and self-love that makes you say, I have to help these people. I have to help people.
Suicide, I think, is very important to me. Mm-hmm. I think I was 15 or 16. I don't think it's 15. I think when I tried as a kid and it wasn't talked about, it was frowned upon. It wasn't okay. It wasn't like, oh, let's go get help. It wasn't, let's go get counseling. In the Black community, it's like, let's go get church, and that's it.
Yeah. So, well, I think in any community, if you were talking about years ago, now mental health has so much, there's a lot of support mechanism around. It was kind of like you know, when people were starting to get divorced in the 50s and 60s, it was faux pas, like it was, no, we don't talk about that. Right. So what did you do to, you know, find support for yourself? How did you do that? I mean, you went to church and that's probably where you found the support, but where did that switch? And you said, hey, this has to happen. I bet this is happening around my area and I know that I can make an impact.
I got involved with the Women's Shelter. I got involved with Girls Inc. And just raising my kids, you know, the questions that they started coming home with, it broke my heart. You know, the things that they were dealing with, it broke my heart. I found my daughter, you know, Googling things and I'm just like, I don't even know. You know, I'm like, where are you coming up with this? Like,
Right. I was going to say, give me an example of the questions that they have. But yeah, you know, and I think this has to do a lot with internet, right? Because it's always a fear of missing out and comparing ourselves. And particularly, you know, you're in a modeling agency. So it's that just exasperates that, right? It brings it into the forefront and saying, I need to look like this. I need to be like that. So when you look in the mirror, what do you see?
I see ambition, innovation. I see glory, you know, I see somebody who can take on the world. But then when I go out in the world, I see somebody who's very timid. I see somebody who's very easily taken over, you know, someone who will just back down and let somebody else take the glory. Mm. And that's not fair.
Right.
You know, and it's like, but everybody, you know, everybody has that double mirror.
Oh, yes.
And that's why I named my modeling studio Reflection, because you have to own your reflection. So even at home, when you're like, okay, I got this. When you go out in the world, you have to still say, when you're looking at that person that, you know, that is walking in their glory, you have to say, okay, they're awesome too, but so am I.
Yeah.
You know, you have to still walk in your reflection. So you have to own it. You have to know, regardless of whatever you go through, regardless of those thoughts that continue to come into your mind, because we all have them. It doesn't happen overnight. Like you said, you know, I can't get away with it. It didn't just because I was modeling, it doesn't matter. No, it was a transition. You know, it had, and I'm still going through it. You know, I still get down. I still get depressed. I still have moments where I feel like I'm not worthy. I'm an imposter. You know, we have the imposter syndrome, you know, and it's like,
we all do.
But you have to remind yourself, no, wait a minute. They started where I'm starting. Everybody had to go through this. We all have a common ground in life, you know, and it doesn't matter where you are. All that matters is how you get to where you are and what you do when you get there. And, you know, and it's about helping people along the way, regardless of, you know, how much you have, like how much money you have, how big your house is, what kind of car you drive. Those things don't matter because we can't take them with us when we leave. It doesn't matter how big your house is if you're not allowing people to live in your house with you. You know, like if you have homeless people living around you, but you're never helping people, you know, like if you're not feeding people, what difference does it make how much money you have? You know, like right now, my kids are collecting canned goods and they're like, well, where are we going to get all these canned goods? I don't know. Let's go ask neighbors, you know, like let's go do what we have to do, because it doesn't matter where we're going to get it from. We're going to help regardless, you know, and it's the small things that matters. You know, people don't realize, even in our businesses, I talked about that on my podcast recently. It's the small victories that we have to celebrate. It doesn't matter about the big things. And that's just in life too. When you're helping people, you know, when I was a teenager, it would have been awesome for somebody to just come to me and say, hey, Ebony, I understand what you're going through. We've all been there. You know, I'm just here if you need to talk. It's the small things that matters. With the girls that I help in my modeling studio, with the girls, the women at the women's shelter, you know, I've been in an abusive relationship. I've been in an abusive relationship. So it doesn't matter if I came out of it or if I'm still in it. All that matters is, hey, I've been where you've been. I'm here. I have no judgment. You know, sometimes women don't know how to come out of the relationship. They just need somebody to say, hey, you know what? If you can't come out at this moment, I'm here when you need that call in the middle of the night.
I have
that car running, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting because we can't see our own ears, right? In anything,
right.
In business, right. In life, sometimes we can't see our own ears and to be able to lean on someone, you know, for that. Yeah, I love everything that you're saying. You know, it's ironic because I just got back from, the weekend before, I had a retreat. I have a couple of retreats a year, and we had 22 people at the retreat, and the retreat was called Reflections and Mirroring. It's just ironic that was, and we were, of course, I never tell anybody the name until they get there. And so I've done self-worth and net worth. I've done inner and outer space. And we had these cute alien bubble things that we put on and glasses that everybody had to wear. And You always try to come up with something new, and I'll probably have to regurgitate some of these because I'm not that creative. But I turned on Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror, right? If you want to,
oh, cool.
Right? Yeah. To look, now I can't even think of the words, but if you want to make the world a better place, you got to look at yourself and make a change, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we were doing, was doing that reflection, you know, everything that you're talking about now, and really identifying our self-worth and looking at that. But here's why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, the rearview mirror in a car is very small. Mm-hmm. The windshield's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people have that backwards. They look back and back and back, and then they have this tiny future, you know, looking back.
Yeah.
But when you look in your rearview mirror, because we talked about looking in your mirror and having your reflection all day, but when you look in your rearview mirror and you look at what's happening for you in moving forward, and if you can speak to this, not only for you, but what you see for people moving forward, what does that look like? And what advice do you give people to look back and look forward, you know, and some things to ensure that their self-worth, their self-love, their self-confidence is bigger than whatever anything happened, you know, in the past?
Oh man, that was your greatest accomplishment.
Mm.
Your past was your greatest accomplishment. Because if you overcame it, whatever you're facing now.
I love that. Oh my gosh, that's going to make me emotional. It's true, because no matter if it was bad.
Because think about it, when we were going through it, we felt like we couldn't get through it.
Yeah.
And then once we got over, we were like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I mean, you know, in the moment, it's overwhelming. In the moment, we're broken. In the moment, we feel like we can't reach out. But then when you look back, it's like, you know, it's over. I did it. And now that I'm looking forward, it's like, okay, what's next? I can take on that hill. I can take on that mountain. Because regardless of whatever comes, you've already thickened your skin.
Yeah.
You've already accomplished something. So, and not regardless of what you can do, somebody already did it. So it doesn't matter. It can be done. So it's not like it's impossible. Nothing in front of you is impossible because somebody already did it. So that just means there are different ways to do it. And there's your way to do it. And then there's somebody else's way to do it. So learn what they didn't do and you do it better.
Yeah. And pull from your gifts, right? Like what your gifts are.
Yes.
I think that's a lot of, you know, as people say a lot of things like, well, that's easy for you to say, Ebony, because you just know how to do this, right? But everybody has a gift. We just have to look deep inside again, reflect, you know,
right.
We have to look deep inside and find out what the gift is that we're bringing to the world, you know, to overcome that. I think what you said was just so, so powerful. What do you think is the greatest strength that you have that just comes easy? Everyone else goes, I don't know how you do that. And it's your gift. What do you think is your greatest strength that, you know, for everyone else thinks it's really hard, but for you, it's super easy?
I think it's my greatest gift and my biggest failure.
Ah, all right. This is good.
And I think it is definitely love. I love hard. So with that in mind,
yeah.
When people say, hey, Ebony, can you do this? I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Hey, Ebony, can you do that? Yeah, I can do it.
Being a yes woman.
I show up for people. Yep. I show up for people regardless. And it wears me out. It wears me thin, but you know, you can depend on me, you know? And so my greatest thing about me is if you need me, I'm there. And I think that's very important in confidence because if you know that you're needed, you won't take your life. If you know that you're needed, you'll do everything you can do to survive. And that's all that's important. You know that you're going to get up every morning. You know that you're going to take care of yourself because somebody's depending on you. And I think at that lowest moment, we feel like we're not needed. We feel like it's not worth it. My life is no longer worth it. You know, there's nobody here on earth that's going to miss me. There's nobody else here on earth that I can help. You know, and as women, we all cross that road at some point. You know, we all get that slight thought or it's huge thought. It can be overpowering. Or it can be like, okay, whatever, you know, it's like, okay, let me get over it, you know, whatever, stop, you know, get out of your pity party. But it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you don't love yourself enough to say somebody needs you, or if you don't love yourself enough to say somebody depends on you, you know, it's hard. It really is.
Yeah. And I see that as a great gift because, you know, I've seen you at Secret Knock. I've seen you at, you know, different things. And we, you know, we've talked and the energy that you have around you is just, you know, and I know I have my energy too, but this is your light, your moment to shine. I'm kind of standing back and just asking questions, but your energy is super powerful. I mean, it exudes all around you and it pulls people in. And I think that that is a gift that you have is, you know, just your presence being there. Is a super gift that a wonderful gift that comes so easy to you where others, you know, say, I have to push, I have to pull, I have to go, be part of it. And I think that that is, you know, it's just, it's your superpower. So, you know, this podcast is called Success to Significance, right? So it's everything in between. It's not, I was successful and now I'm significant. It's everything in between. And it's life after breaking through glass ceilings. And we've talked about some of the glass ceilings that you broke through, more glass, more mirrors.
Right.
Just the theme today. It's sort of like mirror, mirror on the wall, right?
Love it.
Is what we're talking about. And but when you look forward now, and I already asked you this question like forward, but what's ahead for you personally? What does, you know, Ebony's life look like? What does your business look like moving forward as you start, you know, not start, but continue to tap into the impact and the significance in other lives?
I'm definitely trying to just spread the word, you know, not trying to sound biblical, but
yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm Christian. No, and everybody who listens to this knows that. So,
yeah. I'm just trying to spread the word. Like I want to spread, you know, I want to spread my love. I want to spread my confidence. I want to spread my joy. You know, like you said, I want to spread my presence. Like, I think if I'm very humble, so, and I want other girls to know it's okay to be humble. It's okay that you don't, you're not the wildcat in the crew, you know? And that's one thing that I teach the girls in the modeling studio, like you don't have to be the wild girl to be the popular girl, you know?
And I think like, that's an attention getter too. You know, it's a way to get attention of the lack of confidence. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. It's like, if I'm not popular, then nobody knows me and it's okay. Nobody has to know your name. They just have to know what you stand for. Yeah. So I just want people to know, you know, like what Enchanted Reflection stand for. I want people to know what, you know, my coaching business is Purposeful Thinking 360. I want them to know what it stands for. And I want you to know that you can come to me, abuse preparation for young girls, you know, what not to get into relationships for, or if you're coming out of abusive relationships, you know, I'm there to help you with that as well. I'm there to help you with confidence coaching. I just want people to know that I'm there for you, to love you, to help build you, and to even help you build that confidence in getting a job or whatever you need to do. You know, that's all I'm trying to do for my businesses. That's all I'm trying to do for anybody that's out there listening.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. How can we help you? How can listeners help you in this endeavor that you have? And this could be really helping you. Like we have links, right, where you can go to her website and get involved. But how can we help you spread in our areas, you know, so that this impact kind of filtrates everywhere? How can both ways, how can we help you?
Right. I mean, you know, invite me to different speaking engagements, invite me to different podcasts, invite me to whatever you guys have going on. You know, I'm always available. I would love to travel. I don't get to travel as much, but you know, I'm just open. Like you said, like I said before, you know, I'm very dependable. You ask me, I'm there. If I have to come move a chair, you need me to put down a plate, I'll do it. You know, I just love being there for people doing whatever I have to do. But yes, that's how you can help. You know, my, like you said, I have links to my websites, my podcasts, even my modeling studio, whatever you guys need, you know, I'm there for you guys.
That's awesome. I love how you just returned that. I mean, you turned it around. I said, how do we help you? And you just said, here, I want to help you.
I told you that's my biggest weakness. I'm telling you, I don't know how not to do that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask you this question as we finish our time together is, you know, so let's say I'm going to visit Chattanooga.
Okay. Awesome. I love it.
You're going to show me around. What are you going to show us? Tell us, walk us into a little bit of your world and what, you know, happens in your area. How would you say, hey, Jen, come down to Chattanooga and I'm going to we're going to paint the town on a weekend. What does that look like for you?
Awesome. We're going to do Ruby Falls, the incline. We would definitely go downtown because they have a lot of new attractions downtown. And then we would definitely go into the mountains and do some hiking and probably some retreating in the mountains.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. And I imagine you're going to also have me go collect some canned goods somewhere. So we
probably something for the church, probably.
Of course.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. So, Ebony, what would you like to leave us with today? If you have a mantra or a quote or something you want to leave that's just a powerful, lasting impression.
If you don't do you, then you won't be done.
It's
my favorite quote.
Yeah, say that again.
If you don't do you, then you won't be done.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Somebody else can do you.
Yeah, it goes back to that saying, right? I have it actually over here. My desk is be yourself. Everybody else is taken.
Yep, that's it.
Right.
You can't do anybody else but you.
Yeah, nope. That's really good. Well, I know you've left an impression on me because you got me emotional as the guest, and I'm only usually emotional as the speaker. You know, because I think that I can't wait to go back and listen to what you said about the rearview mirror, because I think that's really, really powerful. And, you know, I just encourage anyone who's listening to re-listen to this podcast, because there's so many beautiful nuggets in here. You know, the light that you bring into, again, another reflection, right? Another mirroring is light. And the light that you bring in, I think, is super powerful. And I would just suggest that if you're listening to this and you do retreats or you have speaking engagements or you work for a company that needs to up-level their group of their employees, because we've all been, you know, captivated and closed in during COVID, and we all need to reflect and rejuvenate, bring Ebony in, you know, to speak to your team. And I think even most importantly is if your church needs this, is bring Ebony in so that she can help you, you know, your whole congregation. I think that would be super powerful. And especially as we're approaching the holidays, right? This is a time when people are getting depressed and they get lonely. And if anybody needs that right now, you know, we all do, right? So Ebony, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. I really appreciate it.
It was all my pleasure.
For me to start my day. I'm so excited because my day has now been started really well on this weekend that we're recording this. So thank you so much for joining
us. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. And everybody, again, thank you so much for listening. And I hope that we've made an impact on your day and that there's something that you can take action on. And again, from the bottom of my heart, I always appreciate that you're taking time from your day to listen in on this podcast and continue to listen. And if you're brand new, thanks so much. Thanks for being part of this community. We hope you continue to listen for years to come. We'll talk to you soon on the next episode.
You've been listening to Success to Significance with Jen Duplessis, the number one podcast for people wanting to give more value and make an impact. Loved this episode? Be sure to subscribe right now at www.jenduplessis.com/S2S for more stories, strategies, and thoughts to help you gain significance and success. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Join us next week for another breakthrough episode. Thank you for listening.